Dad didn't even turn on the oven to cook dinner. I'm so hungry. But now we can't eat for another hour.
Well, if you wanted to eat that bad, you should have probably turned on the oven. Guess what? You're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. My name is Zach. Have you learned Bible stories or memorized Bible verses but feel like your life isn't really changing? Well, take a look at what James 1:22 says. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. See, you can't just read the Bible or memorize it. You have to take it to heart and make a change in the way that you live. And that's exactly what our story is all about today. It's entitled, Turn It On. What time was it when you put dinner in the oven, Dad? Asked Liam. I'm hungry. It seems like we've been waiting a long time for that lasagna to be ready, but I don't even smell it yet.
I don't either, said Dad. He glanced at his watch.
The recipe said it would need to bake about an hour. Dad got up and went to the kitchen.
Oh, no, he exclaimed. The button on the oven must have gotten stuck again. The oven didn't turn on.
Looks like dinner won't be ready for a while.
But, Dad, I'm starving, groaned Liam.
I'm sorry. Let's have an apple while we wait. They each chose a shiny red apple.
This reminds me of what Pastor Gray said at church last week, Dad remarked as he and Liam bit into their apples. Do you remember what he told us?
Liam nodded. He said we often take in God's word, but we don't apply it to our lives.
But what's that got to do with the oven and our lasagna?
Well, we learn about God by going to church and reading the Bible. God's word tells us how amazing he is and how we can have a relationship with him through his son Jesus, who died and rose again to save us from sin. It also tells us how to live as people so others can see his love in our lives. But if we hear what the Bible says but don't put it into practice, it's like we don't turn God's truth on in our lives. The knowledge just sits there, cold like our lasagna. We need to do what the Bible says. The first thing we must do is trust in Jesus so he can fill our lives with his peace, love, and joy. Otherwise, we're left hungry, Liam finished with a frown, like I am now.
Spiritually hungry, said Dad. And we can't continue to put God's words into practice by being kind and loving and unselfish toward others when we're spiritually hungry.
Yeah, said Liam. I have trouble doing those things when I'm physically hungry.
Dad laughed. Then it's a good thing I can smell the lasagna cooking.
So how about you? Have you heard Bible stories and learned verses at church? Do you listen to the message they give and then apply it to your life? Or do you forget about them the moment you leave church? If you don't apply what they teach you, they can't do you any good. So listen to the truth God gives in the Bible and then trust him to help you put it into practice. Our key verse is James 1:22.
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says.
And our key thought for today, apply God's truth to your life.
Hey, Zach, how can you know Jesus is with you?
Hi, Isaiah. I'm so glad you sent your question to me. You can know that Jesus is with you by believing the promise he made in the Bible. For example, in Matthew 28:20, Jesus told his disciples that he would be with them even until the end of time. Plus, in the book of Hebrews, it says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. It's true, sometimes it's hard to feel Jesus with you all the time. But what's more important is trusting God's word and knowing that no matter what happens, if you're a believer in Jesus, he will be with you always. Well, Isaiah, I hope that helps. Thanks again for sending me your question. I'm Zach. Thanks for spending time with Keys for Kids.